I'm Jeremy Scott with Mission Network News. People are suffering in Myanmar, where ongoing military opposition since a 2021 coup has left the country devastated. Greg Kelly of Unknown Nations says the conflict creates an impasse for aid groups.
To go in and to set up infrastructures to help the people in the active presence of them doing carpet bombings and attacking indiscriminately villages is almost impossible.
One of the villages where Kelly's colleagues work was recently attacked. He says many people who have lost homes and loved ones are opening up to the gospel.
The day after this particular attack happened, where 270 homes were completely annihilated, at our training center, 18 people were water baptized.
Please pray for continued spiritual harvest in Myanmar and pray for more laborers toward that end. Then imagine tuning into a new channel on the radio and suddenly hearing these slow words: "For God so loved the world." What are you listening to? It's the Bible, spoken so that you can write it down. That's one way Christians outside of North Korea send God's word over the border. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says,
getting a Bible inside North Korea is very, very difficult. And so that radio broadcast is the Bible for many North Koreans.
In addition to the radio broadcast, VOM also supports balloon launches of gospel tracts and material sent through the air over the border. There are other ways that they can't share that the gospel is reaching into the nation. Praise God. Pray for the fruit to come from that work. Then pray especially for Christian parents to have opportunities to share their faith with their own kids despite the dangers. Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people like you. Join us here on our social media network or stream our podcast on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.